How significant is the fiscal rule which binds the government to prudent policies? Research manager at the Jamaica Money Market Brokers, Jermaine Burrell, recently sat down with Ian Boyne to share his views on the fiscal rule legislation. We now bring you excerpts of that interview.
Well, I see it as being extremely significant. One of the challenges that governments have had over the years is that there's a problem in terms of spending.
Yes.
Whenever we look at periods in Jamaica's history where we have elections, right, there's always a challenge in terms of spending there. If you look at the way that the public sector has ballooned over the years and you look at the growth rate of the debt, and one of the very, very important points that persons need to pick up, there is central government and there is non-central government. The fiscal numbers that we see being published on a monthly basis that comes from central government, but non-central government, your JUTC, your solid waste, formerly we had the Sugar Corporation and Air Jamaica.
Racked up a lot of debt.
The challenge that we faced in previous years was that the fiscal would come out at, for example, a deficit of, let's say, 3%, right? And we could track the fiscal. I would know what the deficit would be. But then at the end of the year, right, the debt now that would have been racked up by these non-central government entities would just jump on the books. And how your debt grows is a central government deficit plus the deficit run by non-central government entities that would contribute towards the debt. So the big problem is not just paying attention to central government, but the other entities, your solid waste, your JUTC, those entities.
All of them are together.
Yes.
They're lumped together.
And that is why we have to say, you know, we really appreciate what's happening now in terms of the IMF agreement,
and
the fiscal rule. So the IMF has come in and said, listen, these are your problems. We knew the problems for a long time, but now that there's an external entity highlighting them and pointing out that, listen, you can't get access to the loans unless you address your problems. So those non-central government entities, I know that the Ministry of Finance has someone who is monitoring them aggressively. But what I would like to see is greater regularity in terms of the publication of their numbers.
Okay.
So that when we talk about the fiscal and the core central government numbers, we can also have a discussion about the non-central government entities. And that way we can keep the debt. Well, EPAC is there and EPAC is doing what it is supposed to do.
They have access to all the figures.
We also, who are non-EPAC individuals, who spend, who spend a lot of time with the numbers as well, we would like access to it on a regular basis so that we can do our forecasting and we can say to the public, listen, this is where we expect the debt to come out, and the problem is that this entity down here needs greater management.
Final question, Jermaine. People are feeling some pain. The prices are going up in the supermarket. The dollar is declining. Is there a painless path? Is there an alternative to where the government is leading us?
I mean, in my opinion, no. At the end of the day, we have been living beyond our means in Jamaica. The cars that we have been driving, the heavy gas guzzlers that we have been purchasing over the years, the fact that we have been spending more as a country than we earn, these things have basically come home to roost. There is no other way.
There's no other way.
There's no other way, in my opinion. As a matter of fact, the pain that we are facing here in Jamaica, we have chosen to gradually address the issues as we go along. If you compare us to countries like Greece, where there is mass unemployment, where there is mass protests, retrenchment. I mean, even if you compare us to our close neighbors, Barbados, a 13% cut in the size of their public sector. For those persons that remain in the public sector, they have faced a wage freeze. In terms of discretions, in terms of taxation, they have eliminated all of that. They have eliminated free education at the university level. So there are countries that have taken much more aggressive steps than us. It is my opinion that the process that we are following now to keep it tight while simultaneously introducing legislation to encourage growth and to encourage investment, I think is the best possible approach that we can take given the circumstances that we're facing.
Manager at the Jamaica Money Market Brokers, Jermaine Burrell, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.